Evening, everybody. It's the priests here, and we are in Liverpool this evening, where we're singing in the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, recently refurbished to, I think, the cost of £14 million. Mm. We're singing tonight for Jospice, that's St. Joseph's Hospice, for whom we've sung before in 2012 for their 50th anniversary at Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral. So this is the first time for us here in this wonderful refurbished hall with new space behind the hall. They've restored the Art Deco elements of the hall itself and the atrium, so it's looking really, really well. So there's Martin here. We're sharing a dressing room. Say hello, Martin.
Good evening. Yes, we're getting ready. The anticipation is rising. The enthusiasm is certainly increasing. Looking forward to this evening. Full house, by all accounts. Had a lovely walk around Liverpool today, taking in some of the sights. So, looking forward to tonight very much.
Yeah, and we have a wonderful band led this evening by Ian Tracy. And he's a friend of Jospice, done a lot of work for them. And we've a nice lineup of musicians. And then we've got about 20, 21 pieces of music. And we also have with us our guest soloist, Danielle Louise Thomas, who has been appointed the mezzo-soprano for Liverpool. She's the city singer, you may say, and sings at all the civic events. So it's wonderful to have her with us, as we did before when we were here in Liverpool Cathedral. And indeed, when we recorded a PBS that we did in 2009, I think, in the Metropolitan Cathedral. David's in the other room. He's in warming up, so we just wanted to spare you any noise. And he's quite happily tuning up the voice in another room. But he will get a chance to grab him later on, and so he can say a few words. But this is just by way of a little pre-concert update. We'll maybe at the interval let you know how we've done the first half, and then give you a final account of things when it's all over. Okay.
Bye. Well,
pause for now.
Well, we have got to the end of the first half, and what a first half. Lovely audience. Whew, plenty of deep breathing there.
Yes, yeah.
Thankfully, all went very well.
Yeah.
And
oh, David's
the
here.
Whole evening.
David,
and here
we promised
David.
You David would come and say hello.
Hello, who am I talking to?
You're talking, this is audio, but you're talking to the world.
Oh, hello, the world. How's it going?
We're just in telling everybody that we're in the green room before we go out for the second half of our concert here in Liverpool this evening for Jospice.
Yes, first half was great fun.
Yep.
And we're really looking forward to an exciting second half.
Yeah, great crowd. 1,500 in the mm-hmm. in the auditorium. Wonderful sound. Great lighting. So they put Jospice, we must say, put a wonderful effort into making the concert enjoyable and comfortable for everybody.
Lovely and orchestra. Yes, the Jospice.
And we had
ensemble.
And here's our Tom. We're about to go on. Okay.
We're about to go on.
And in the interval, there were some bric-a-brac and Christmas cards.
Cards, candles and calendars.
Yes. And three for a pound. We'll be three for a pound here, I suppose. We'll tell you more when we're finished. Here's another pause. Well, guys and gals, we said we'd tell you all about it when it was over, but I think you might get that from a previous audio boo that I have sent up. With all the business last night at the end of the concert of packing up and getting out, etc., we weren't able to get ourselves round the phone to complete the story. But you have that on our an earlier boo that I hope has been successfully uploaded, and I hope you have enjoyed listening to it. It was the live kind of audio will give you all an idea of just exactly how much we were enjoying the experience in Liverpool. So we'll hopefully be able to send some audio boos from the concerts we'll be doing for Christmas. So I'm in charge of audio boos, so I'll be plaguing Martin and David and maybe some guests whom we meet along the way to add their voices and their stories to this wonderful means of keeping people up to speed on what's going on in our musical lives. So as we approach Halloween, I hope you don't eat too many apples, nuts, peanuts, hazelnuts, etc., but enjoy the autumn season and get ready for a busy, I'm sure, Advent when it comes upon us in the not too distant future. All the very best. Bye-bye.